Hello, welcome to the Spectrum Topics Gaming, Movie, and Technology Podcast, GMT. This is the podcast linked to our YouTube account, Spectrum Topics. Check it out if you haven't already subscribed to us. It covers, like I said, gaming, movies, and technology. For this podcast, we're going to be trying to get this out every week, hopefully every week, if not every other week. We're going to be giving the headlines, a topic of the week, and do a game for each segment for gaming. It's going to be back of the box art predictions. I read the description in the back of the box. I do the box art predictions, and then that's for movies, about the box office predictions, and then technology. I pit two sides in a argument. For example, Apple versus Microsoft. Introduce my colleagues. I'm here with...
I'm Trevor Compton.
And I'm Kyle Scott.
And I'm Nick.
Those are my fellow podcasters, and we'll be right back with the biggest gaming headlines in the past week.
Now there are five things on the list. First, trophy hunters rejoice. Sony may add trophies to PS1 and PS2 classics. Colin Moriarty writes on IGN, a method and apparatus for adding trophy support to games that do not have trophies without modifying the original game. The method and apparatus are used to detect particular disk access, use the detected disk access as potential trophy triggers in games, and recognize the triggers while a game is played. Trophies are awarded based on the triggers, and the awarded trophies are stored. What does that mean? It's simple. Games that don't inherently support trophies can, with the technology behind this patent, be remotely patched without ever having to alter the original title. What holds many companies back from going to patch old games for trophies is the cost of doing so, not only with internal resources, but because the game must be recertified thereafter, which costs extra cash. End quote. What does this mean to you?
No, I don't care. It's PS2 and PS1 games.
I mean,
I don't play them.
And even like now, when we really care about achievements, I mean, like, yeah, I care about my gamer score.
Well, I mean, but we're not talking about like, do you care? Like, we're talking about, like, there are people who do, which is a lot.
For trophy hunters, I think if you're gonna have like a PS1 and a PS2, if you're gonna play the classics, like, I don't know, what's a classic? Battlefront.
Yeah.
Any of the old Jack? Sure. Any of the old Jack games? Jack and Daxter.
Wretched. I don't know. I mean, that's like for purely those are people who just want trophies. I don't know. People don't go back to PS2 and PS1 games right now.
Yeah.
Maybe this is incentive to go back to those games. I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's cool. It's just a neat feature. As long as games are going to do it, then sure, that's fine. All right, next up, Call of Duty. The next Call of Duty game will be called Call of Duty Ghosts. And another IGN article written by Andrew Garfep.
Gofarb.
Call him Garfep. Quote, Activision's next Call of Duty title is reportedly called Call of Duty Ghosts. The rumor comes via YouTube user Drifter, who claims that a very legitimate source provided him with information regarding the game's announcements, modes, and much more. According to Drifter, Ghosts is straying away from the Modern Warfare brand, but with similar use present-day weaponry. The game is set in the future, but a plot point will force characters to use weapons from the past. Ghosts will change player movement, allowing them to dash and slide while shooting, peek around corners, and roll side to side while prone. Ghosts allegedly features dynamic loading screens, such as rappelling from a helicopter or breaking a window to enter an area. And it has destructive environments in single player, which may be implemented in multiplayer later on. Spec Ops has been replaced by a new mode. Ghosts will reportedly only be released on next generation consoles and PC, which fits with previous rumors that Infinity Ward is creating a next gen Call of Duty title. According to Drifter, Ghosts is targeting early May for its announcement. End quote.
Kyle, you look like your head's throbbing with information.
Yes,
you've been playing, and you weren't a big fan. Although they tried to switch stuff up last time. What do you think about this new Call of Duty game?
I mean, it's a rumor. I mean, they did say it was from a very legitimate source, but it is still a rumor. So I'm not going to try and get my hopes up this time.
But it sounds pretty legit. It sounds like they're changing it.
If it is, I think it'd be a big step for Call of Duty. They'd probably attract a lot more fans, probably bring in a lot more.
But here's what I'm thinking is that if it's only next gen, then like they're cutting out a gigantic portion. Yeah.
Or they're selling a lot of consoles. They could either be making a huge mistake or a huge success for the
Well, PS4 I think they're going to have. Well, what's going to happen is there's going to be a lot less sales for the game.
I mean,
but they're going to have a big. They're probably going to have a deal, a really big deal with Microsoft because they don't. They probably don't want to do this. They want to sell as much game copies as possible. So I'm thinking if this is legitimate, then they either have a really big contract or, you know, big deal with Microsoft or Sony, probably Microsoft, to make it just for next gen to promote their sales, and they'll have a DLC deal.
Do you think they would like delay it to let's say they
launch game
it launches with PS4 or PS or Xbox whatever, and then maybe 6 months later they'll put it out on PS3 and Xbox 360.
That'd be.
I don't know, because then you're going to have the people that are going to want to play they're going to want to play Call of Duty Ghosts right away.
Yeah.
They're going to buy the console. People are going to come to the next consoles to get this game.
Because everyone who plays Call of Duty isn't going to wait.
Yeah.
I think that's a.
Well, and May is a weird release date because they're always usually in October.
Yeah, that's not going to be a lot of. I'm maybe mistaken, but I think Call of Duty. Black Ops was announced earlier last year, but that's only gonna be 6 months, because if it launches in November like it always does to build up hype, that's not a long time. Interesting.
All right.
Indeed.
Next on the list, we got Saints Row 4. I don't know. No article for that. It was just.
It was announced. We heard before that that Saints Row is going is being developed by Volition. They're bought by
Deep Silver.
After THQ went under, and this is probably was THQ's biggest franchise, and it's gonna sell a lot of copies. Saints Row 3 did.
Yeah,
I've been playing Saints Row since it first came out, but I didn't like Saints Row 3 because it was just kind of cartoony, unrealistic. I'd like more grittier stories like Grand Theft Auto.
But this sounds even more unrealistic.
Yeah, so, I mean, but everyone else loved this game. Everyone else loved it so much. It's not for me, so I can't... You know,
for me, it's like just a game I would play to, relax and, kind of like Call of Duty, pretty much. Just, it's like an 80s action movie, if you take it with.
What's also interesting is release date is going to be in August 20th.
Really?
Same day as Splinter Cell Blacklist, which is probably
our game.
Yeah, I can't wait to play. All right.
Next on the list, we got Assassin's Creed 4.
That was released, or the announcement happened a couple weeks ago. It's going to be taking place in a pirate setting. You're going to play as Arthur's grandparent, or Edward Kenway, in around 1715, and.
Well, there's also what about the you hear about the Rising Phoenix?
Oh yeah, that's a Vita. They're releasing that. Rumor is that they're going to release another Vita game, which is probably given ever since the Vita Liberation sold 600,000 units
to date.
Kyle, what'd you think about Assassin's Creed 3 that launched out in November or October of last year?
Well, Assassin's Creed 3, it was a great game. It was a solid game.
Potential.
Yeah, great potential. The gameplay was awesome. The one thing I would say they brought it down was the story. I thought it could have been a whole lot better. And the main character, Connor, wasn't as strong. But
They're going. Because, in the last games, you had Ezio, who played, three games.
He was really dynamic. He's interesting.
And now they're already switching. This guy's he's the grandfather of...
And he's a pirate, so he's going to be, getting bitches left and right. Left and right, so...
I don't know. What else do we need to know about that? It's got realistic locations, and then obviously all Assassin's Creed games. That's what I like about Assassin's Creed games are the actual history and the real life locations.
Yeah, that's their sandbox.
Blackbeard.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see how they can improve. But someone on IGN pointed out that I don't know if this is enough time to improve from the vast mistakes of Assassin's Creed 3.
Yeah. Because it's been in production probably about as long as Assassin's Creed.
Well, yeah, it's been in production for a long time.
Yeah. And then the naval combat. I don't know.
Yeah,
everybody loved that.
I loved it.
I didn't like it that much. I don't know. I only did the missions.
I thought it was great.
Yeah,
it was fun.
I don't know.
If they expand on it, you can board ships and all that, down the captain. Yeah. That sounds awesome.
I only did the missions that I needed to. I didn't do all the extras. I don't know. This just wasn't my thing. Because I've played Assassin's Creed since the first one.
Yeah.
I've gotten every game at launch.
All right.
So
Is that it?
If they released anything.
No, one last one. We got Battlefield 4, which has been teased multiple times on a Vine from the Battlefield 4.
That's
it. I don't know. What's a Vine, anyway?
It's kind of like a GIF. Like, you know GIFs?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a 15-second video.
Okay. So the first one was supposedly like tank treads or something.
Yeah.
And then it just said four. It was like fight.
Prepare for battle.
Prepare for battle. And with the four, the letter four, or not the word four, but the number four. So obviously teasing Battlefield four. And then the next one was a submarine.
We think it was a submarine.
Well,
I think.
It was a propeller.
It was a propeller. Well, that could be a boat too.
You said it was underwater. I mean.
We might have that linked in the video.
Yeah.
You might be able to figure out for yourselves.
All right.
But we have all played Battlefield 4, Battlefield 3. But I wish. But I remember me, Kyle, and Trevor have all bought it all at launch, and we all picked our classes. I was medic. Kyle, what were you? I was support. You were medic, weren't you?
I was medic.
Yeah.
I was
sniper. I didn't like the sniper.
Yeah, medic. Ben was... Engineer.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's fun. It was awesome to pick your classes. It's more sandbox than Call of Duty. And
if they can just expand on what they did in Battlefield 3, I think it'd be perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really just fantastic. Bigger battles. I think it's gonna be 100+ because they make these games for specific, like not specifically for PC, but they build them for PC to be like the best way to play it.
If they can make it 100 people in a server,
yep, 100. I think it could be more.
Yeah.
Look at Meg. They did it. Yeah. And this is like a really good developer, DICE, behind it, who knows what they're doing. Next gen, all that. It's going to be announced on March 27th. Look for that on our YouTube channel at Spectrum Topics.
That's leading into our topic of the week, which is our Battlefield 4 wants. Nick, what do you want from it?
I want probably more classes, like more diverse, like Battlefield 2. Like, you know, they had the commando, they had the sniper, engineer, and, you know, anti-tank. Like, specific ones. Not, like, engineer who can, like, repair and shoot rockets. But, like, yeah, they had, like, I want a commando one that has, like, you know, assault rifles. And
yeah, so each class, the sniper could be, or, like, the engineer could really be the, like, commando and the... An engineer, because a commando could have suppressed weapons, C4 and all that. Engineers could repair stuff, place mines. I could really diversify that, and I also want them to bring back three fronts of gaming. You have the people if you want drive a freaking aircraft carrier or battle or a destroyer out and bombard this island, or you can fly or be on a tank or be infantry. Really open that back up from where it was in when the game. First Battlefield launched in 2002.
Kyle, what are you thinking?
For my wants for Battlefield 4, I mean, it was Battlefield 3 was a solid game. I probably think more on your character or your guy you're playing as, maybe a little bit more like gear customization.
Rainbow Six Vegas.
Or too. I mean, the gun customization was great. Maybe add a few more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of that stuff was
it,
locked.
It made you feel like you owned the gun. That's all.
Yeah, you owned the gun.
And I didn't know.
Yeah,
you had to.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, okay.
It felt like you owned the gun because they had multiple, they had Russian sites, American sites, all that stuff. Like it's really diverse. And then with premium, that you could buy, which is their elite service, it came with all the DLC. You can put camos on your gun, all that. If someone heard a screaming of "Oh damn it!" upstairs,
not sure what that was.
Yeah. No idea what that was.
Yeah, something violent's happening. We're just not going to do it because we want to record this. So sorry about that. But
what was I thinking? Okay, yeah, I felt like maybe bridge the skill gap. Not like to the Call of Duty level where you know at Call of Duty anybody's good and anybody can be good. Like the Red Orchestra developer said.
Yeah.
Where anybody can be good at Call of Duty and it's ruining like. The skill set for a first generation or first person shooter of this generation.
Well, I think, but then
when you play, you've got like the level 50s that are just owning like the level 10s and below.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, that's what comes with it. Like,
it's true.
Where you're with like Arma, we're big Arma fans. We just got done playing a match, a pretty satisfying match in Arma, but that's the thing is like it's Battlefield and this, it's not like there's like these perks. It's really just your equipment and what you have that makes you good. So if someone plays a lot and they're really good at sniping and they have this really good sniper spot and they have a really good team and teamwork, yeah. It's not individual.
That's what I love about Battlefield is because we can just, like we said, we were in a squad. You know, you can spawn in on people. Like if me and Kyle wanted to be a sniper and a spotter and then you and Nick or with Ben, you know, could just assault the town.
Yeah, so I mean, it's... I think what we're trying to say is teamwork and customization.
Yep.
By teamwork, adding more players to it, adding like more classes, all that stuff.
Like squads, platoons, and stuff.
Yeah, incentivizing it. But I think it's gonna be has some pretty awesome potential.
Or like even, you know, like how DayZ or Wasteland does it. You could like, you know, have maybe or you know, PlanetSide's better. Better example.
Yeah.
You know, you have maybe like. Four maps, but they're huge. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, you can go wherever you want in the map. There's different battles going on. It's not just, like, one locked position.
Well, I mean, that would be a pretty huge undertaking.
Yeah, that'd be a huge thing.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's going to be really...
PlanetSide 2 is free.
But,
why wouldn't Battlefield 4 be able to do that?
And EA said, they're having microtransactions in every game.
Because this is, like, if this was going to be, you know, an MMO, like, that's what PlanetSide 2 is, an MMO. It took them.
Like, I would rather have something like that than like a crappy single player again. That's another thing.
I want a decent single player.
Like how long was it? Like I mean, I'd be okay with it. It's short as long as it's like decent.
Memorable.
Yeah.
The single player where it's not just your. How many times have you heard this? We're tracking down an international Russian terrorist who's overthrown the Russian government and is now planning to use nuclear weapons against the United States.
It was every single Call of Duty. Olympus has fallen.
Yeah, except with North Korea that we just saw. We'll talk about that in the movie segment. But yeah, if you want to see more on the movies part, stay tuned for that. If you want to see all of the news on Battlefield 4 when it gets announced on March 27th...
We will have plenty of videos, I assure you.
Yeah, so what you need to do is you need to subscribe to us on YouTube, on youtube.com/SpectrumTopics for
watch
all of your
videos.
We'll have you covered on that. We'll be right back with our back-of-the-box art descriptions. Hey guys, we're back with our back-of-the-box cover predictions. In this, it's pretty self-explanatory. I read off some of the descriptions in the back of the box of new and old games within the last 10 years. And I give Trevor, Kyle, and Nick the opportunity to guess what the game is. They're all going to have one try to name the game until once all of them gives one guess. Then it's free for all. They guess whatever it is. Whoever has the most points at the end wins. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
You ready?
Yep.
All right.
I will win.
First game. All right. Blank, 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 blank. Offers cinematic intensity as never before on consoles. The hallmark cinematic intensity of blank, blank, blank. Returns with a more complex gameplay experience of World War II combat. Experience a wide variety of missions on land, sea, and in the air with aid from 36 authentic American, Italian, French, and German weapons. Charge into battle together as Axis and Allies planes duel overhead. Artillery explosion shakes the ground and chokes the air. And bullets and shrapnel shriek past you and your squad mates.
It's gotta be a Medal of Honor game. Medal of Honor.
Nope. Battlefield 1942.
Let's see. It's a Medal of Honor game.
But you've all played this. I've heard you talk about it.
Is it Brothers in Arms?
Yep. No. But Nick, you can't guess until all of them have said it.
I don't like
Come on, Nick.
I'll tell you when it's free for all.
Yeah, I have no idea. Sure, yeah.
You got a World War II game.
Brothers in Arms, Hell's Highway.
No.
No.
You've played this.
There's no French in that game.
All right, I'm giving you... Oh, you gotta guess it, then I'll give you a hint.
Guess again.
No, just say
no.
Give a hint.
Okay, you give up your turn.
Yes.
Is a PS2 game.
Whoa.
Oh,
Medal of Honor Rising Sun?
Nope. Damn it. Remember I said French, German, American.
Poop, guys. Come on.
Call of Duty 3.
I don't know. Close. Call of Duty 2.
Call of Duty 1.
No.
Call of Duty 5.
No.
Call. Damn it.
Call of Duty Big Red 1.
Yes.
Oh, damn it.
We'll call of Duty 2. Call of Duty 2.
Okay. All right. So Nick has 1 point.
How many are we doing? 5?
Nice try. We have 5.
Okay.
All right. On to the next game. All of you, except for one, have played this. But you, the person who hasn't played it,
probably
knows where it is. All right. So, born the son of a poor immigrant, blank, is a beaten down, blank, blank. That would just give it away. Who is trying to secure his place in the American dream?
It's Grand Theft Auto 4.
Nope.
Oh, is it not?
Looking to escape the life of poverty that consumed his childhood, blank is soon swayed into the lure and power of wealth and wealth that into the wealth of that of a life of organized crime can bring.
Mafia 2.
Yes.
Mafia hey, you 2. Haven't played
oh,
Mafia 2.
Yeah, I've played Mafia 2. Yeah. That's why.
Understood.
Okay, I thought.
All right, so 1-1-0.
I thought it was going to be Sleeping Dogs.
I guess every Rockstar game starts out with.
It will get really obvious as I got down the list.
Okay,
it's a Rockstar game. It's not a Rockstar.
All right, on to the next game. In blank, 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 the blank, blank crew again find themselves in the heart of action. Oh, and all of you have played this game. I think. I hope you have. Where they must use every weapon and vehicle at their disposal to survive. Sure. The action unfolds with unprecedented intensity, introducing a level of fever to vehicular warfare as never seen in a modern warfare game. The blank blank fight their way through snowy mountaintops.
Battlefield Bad Company 2.
Yep.
Boop, boop.
I haven't played that yet.
Come on, guys.
You play that?
Get with it.
Yeah.
I played
with Ben.
Oh,
all right. You
played
with Ben.
All right, this is a really good one.
All right.
This could be either really challenging or really tough.
I am right. 0 for 3. 0 for 3 here.
Wait, so there's only
two left.
Two left. Nick guesses one more. It's done.
No,
we'll keep on going.
We'll go.
Yeah, I'm kidding you guys.
All right.
Because I'm wrecking you guys.
All right, here it is.
You should give us a
here it is. Developer blank blank gives players a new perspective in the popular genre. I'm not going to say what the genre is. With a new title, blank blank blank. See the world of Azeroth like never before.
World of Warcraft.
Yes.
It's easy.
All
right. I don't know if I could give it away. I don't know if I'd give it away.
Azeroth?
Yeah.
Azeroth? Yeah. Well, I don't even think that's how you say it.
That's how you say it. I used to play World of Warcraft. Yeah.
We have an unfair advantage over here because
I haven't played Mafia 2 or Battlefield Bad Company.
All right. For the final
2-1-1.
Yeah. Final.
Wait. What if it ends in a tie?
Catch me.
Tiebreaker. I'll get a tiebreaker. Don't worry.
All right. Okay.
All right. Everyone has played this. Everyone.
All right.
Well, I already know what the tiebreaker is.
All right.
It's not going to be a guessing game. It's a question.
Okay.
All right. A compilation of simple blank, blank, blank. These sports are blank, 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 blank. All of these sports games have a stylistic design after classic 8-bit designs brought together with 3D technology.
Wii Sports.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, tiebreaker. All right, the tiebreaker is.
I don't want to lose it.
The question I asked you guys this before we started recording, but what game has sold the most in history?
I have no idea, honestly.
Modern Warfare 3.
Is it a Call of Duty franchise?
Nope.
That's what I thought. Is it like one of the obvious franchises?
No.
It's not?
Nope.
It's just a...
You know this game well. You know it really well.
I don't like this.
I don't either.
I'm gonna give you a hint.
It's a Mario.
I'm gonna give you a hint. All right, and it's gonna be really obvious. All right, hopefully.
All right.
And whoever says it, you know, here's a hint.
Okay.
We said it before in this podcast.
We said a lot of. This is a gaming podcast. We said a ton of podcasts.
Saints Row.
Grand Theft Auto.
We talked about it within the last 5 minutes.
No. You have World of Warcraft. Boom Shakalaka.
That's not a game. That's an MMO. Is that MMO?
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh. Face.
Palm and face.
Face palm.
That's it. Alright. You guys just.
I give up. Next question.
It's Wii Sports.
Excuse me? Because Wii Sports. It came with
that. Every single one. And you guys did every single one. You just talked about it. Trick question. Alright, check. Come up with a side conversation.
That was not a very
all right. Well, I'll find a new game.
Let's see.
You know what I hate?
What do you hate?
You know when gum gets in your hair.
You know what? Let's talk about relationships.
Absolutely not. Okay.
I mean, you guys don't know anything about relationships.
Oh, fuck you.
Here's what you don't want to talk to too many girls at one time. We're doing this.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't want to talk to too many girls at one time because you think like, oh shit, I'm on top of the world. I'm talking to like 4 girls right now. And all of a sudden, they find out about each other, or they all get disinterested.
Is this my life story?
Because I'm really, really high point of talking to all these girls.
Stop talking.
And then I go down.
There's 4 people at this table. You're talking to 4 girls.
What?
That doesn't. Yeah,
Nick, just kidding.
No. Hopefully, we can edit that out. Maybe.
I hope it does. If you're listening to this and it hasn't, I can't think of a game.
The answer is...
Read the back of a soda can, see if we can guess it.
No.
The ingredients.
I gotta think of something real. I gotta think of something...
This is bad radio.
It's bad.
You know what? This is all bad radio. This is our first podcast.
Yeah.
But it's okay. We're learning. We're learning with you guys.
God!
All right, now let's... Side conversation. All right.
All right, Kyle.
I've been following this Fallout Lanius. It's a Fallout fan... film about Leggett Lanius. We've all played Fallout New Vegas here. He's the general of the Caesar's Legion.
Alright.
And it focuses on him. And it's a fan film. If any of you watch out there have watched Nuka Break, another fan film about Fallout, it's going to be a lot better than that.
Is that the one we watched with the live? What was the live action one?
It was pretty good.
It was pretty good.
All right,
but this one's going to be better.
Alright, I have the game. And everyone is familiar. Maybe not everyone has played it. In fact, I know lots of you. One or two of you haven't played it. All right. I'm going to bleep out like the setting. Lots of subquest setting. Because I was going to give it away. All right. Cut between two rival factions in War-Torn Blank. You're sent to take out the Blank. A mysterious character who has rekindled the conflict between the warlords, jeopardizing thousands of lives.
Far Cry 2.
Yes.
I win.
I didn't play Far Cry 2.
I win.
All right, you win. All right, you get a prize.
He gets a prize.
I get Julius's.
All right, if you played at home, you beat Nick. You probably got all 5 of those games right.
Yeah. I'll think of better games next time. I'll think of a more complex.
Yeah, I want to actually think about it. I said in like 10 minutes before the podcast.
All right, so we're going to be back right after this
with
the movie headlines, news, and our box office predictions. Are we going to do it for this week or next?
This weekend. On Monday. Just coming Monday.
Well, they already had predictions. By the time everyone's going to be listening to this, it's going to be Sunday where the numbers are going to be out.
All right.
We're doing it next week.
All right, let's do it.
We're going to be the first news podcast to give predictions.
Sure, that's why they're
going to
come. That's why they're going to come
a week before,
and we're going to get them all right.
All right, all right. Thank you. All right, we're back with the headline section of our movies. Headline section of our movies section.
Movie sections, headline stuff.
Yeah, I guess
get
so.
There, buddy.
All right, so the first headline we have. Is a particular happy one for me. I never actually saw the Green Lantern, but I heard from everyone else that is the worst. Worst.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Yes. So, the actual story is Ryan Reynolds is not interested in reprising his role as the Green Lantern in the JLA movie, Justice League of America. We'll talk about the Justice League later on in the podcast. This story is authored by Jim Vaberta of IGN. We get most of our stuff from IGN. It's our favorite website for all this stuff.
Can't spell ignorant without IGN.
Why would you say that?
All right. If and when the Justice League of America movie finally happens, it will probably won't see Ryan Reynolds reprising his role as Green Lantern's Hal Jordan. If you're going to do comic book movies, like, okay, this is what I think Ryan Reynolds says. This is what Ryan Reynolds said to Empire. Wow, that just kind of ruined the whole quote. But here, I'm just going to read you what the article says. If you're going to do comic book movies in that vein, you really have to get them right, Reynolds told Empire. I believe that Joss Whedon is the right guy and nails it, and Christopher Nolan obviously nails it too. So if we're going to do something like that, I would be interested in doing it. But I think what he means by that is, like,
I don't think he was a bad Green Lantern. It wasn't him at all. He was funny. I thought he was funny. And Blake Lively.
Listen to the IGN podcast, Keeping It Real podcast. They're saying he was the best part about that movie. Yeah, it wasn't particularly bad. It was just the story.
The villain was a gigantic head brain thing.
The
movie ended, and I was like, all right, what are they doing now? But the movie was over. It was like he killed a bad guy, and he was just a floating brain.
So, like, I'm thinking, like,
I don't know, it was kind of
like that movie seemed like it was more like happy-go-lucky and like more.
It's more Marvel.
Yeah. And that's Marvel's territory. They own that. DC now kind of owns like gritty, realistic type of stuff with like what they're doing with Superman, what they do with the Dark Knight.
Yeah.
And sure. I think they don't want him back. I think they want to bring him. I think they might want somehow take a realistic tone on the Green Lantern because we're doing that with Superman. And as we're going to talk about later, we're going to talk about Batman potentially making a return or Christopher Nolan's Batman potentially making a return in the future. All right, our next story for the movie segment is Bond 24. Trevor, you have the article?
All right, yeah, I've got an article from IGN. Quote, Skyfall was a big success for the James Bond franchise, but Sony/MGM's early hopes to get the next 007 film, currently called simply Bond 24, out by 2014 seemed to have been dashed. According to Reuters, MGM chairman and chief executive officer Gary Barber told investors in a conference call yesterday that they, quote, look forward to developing the script soon and signing a director. We are hoping within the next 3 years it will be released, end quote. Of course, Skyfall director Sam Mendes' decision to not take on the sequel surely didn't help the studio's intention to fast-track Bond 24. So what are we looking at now? A 2015 or a 2016 release? Still, it was 4 years between Quantum of Solace and Skyfall, and look how that turned out. Maybe sometimes it's better to give these franchises some breathing room between installments.
I'm totally okay with that, except for Daniel Craig is 44 years old.
So he's old enough to be in the Expendables now.
He's as old as Jason Statham.
Yeah.
I mean, he's 44. That's a great age to be James Bond.
Yep.
But, I mean, like, that's...
You have a lot of hair dye.
No, I mean, it's...
What are you worried
filming,
about?
Filming 2014 for a 2015 launch, he's going to be 45. I mean, that's fine. But they want to make another movie after this with him in it. So,
After Bond 24, with him?
Yeah. So he'll be, you know, like 50 by the time it ends. That's Roger Moore is 57 when he ended.
All right.
He's the worst James Bond. we'll probably get hate mail.
No, the worst James Bond is the
one from the two people who listen to it.
From the 90s, like, what's his name?
Pierce Brosnan and Dalton.
Dalton? No, yeah. Pierce Brosnan.
Oh, he made four. Pierce. No, he was good. He wasn't bad. It was the direction those went in. Man. The direction. It's like, watch Die Another Day. If you haven't watched Die Another Day, this is the end scene. Halle Berry and James Bond are fighting a North Korean, like, cyborg terrorist on a gigantic like C-130, transporting diamonds somewhere, and it crashes, and like facing like he turns into like a robot. It's really weird. So yeah, that's what that is. And then you look at Skyfall, like Casino Royale, which are masterpieces, and in my like top 10 probably of favorite movies of all time. And I like the tone they've developed for these new movies. All right, just Reading off some other headlines, Harrison Ford has basically confirmed that the old cast from the original Star Wars trilogy is coming back.
Oh, God.
For,
oh, that's great.
For the next Star Wars.
Okay, have you seen Leia? Have you seen her?
Yeah,
she was on the roast.
Do you think she's going to be the fucking love interest of this movie?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, I don't know. She's like a crackhead.
No, she's not.
Oh, she's a pretty big crackhead.
Oh, yeah, I doubt it.
No, she's Sons of Anarchy. She's in Sons of Anarchy.
That's a TV show. We're talking about.
No, it's like in real life, she had like drug addiction problems. She was in rehab.
I don't care. I just want to see the old characters back.
And Hamilton.
Because I trust J.J. Abrams with this.
Mark Hamill.
Same thing. He's been okay. He's aged well.
No.
Yeah, he has. He's aged well. Yeah. Well enough.
They'll find a way.
Because it's most likely going to be about the kids. About them. And it's going to be after episode 6. So they're going to do a bunch of.
Harrison Ford.
Different spin-offs. Harrison Ford, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah. I like Harrison Ford.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites.
He actually said he didn't like playing Han Solo wasn't his, like,
that was his, like, number one. That's what got him on the map, would you say?
Indiana Jones.
No,
Indiana Jones. I'm putting it out there that this is going to be the highest grossing movie in history.
Star Wars 7?
Star Wars Episode
7. Highest in
history, beating Avatar. Yeah,
well, yeah.
I mean, look at Avatar.
It probably
that was will. That was just that was like that was a new franchise, and it just got.
I never saw it.
Me neither. Well, I saw parts. I fell asleep.
I didn't like it. It was Pocahontas with blue aliens.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah,
that's a good one. I didn't think it was.
Don't see it. Watch Pocahontas. Replace the guys with like Smurfs, and you're good.
But no,
how you liked it?
Speaking of,
I mean, I do agree with you that it is like Pocahontas, but it was. It was cool. I mean,
well, maybe it was meant to be.
It's a cool movie to see. I mean, if you haven't seen it, then I suggest you see it.
But cool. give him more money.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the Princess Leia, I'm pretty sure they're going to find a way to make her look like her old self.
No.
Tie her up in that slave suit next to, like, a 20,000-pound booger.
Absolutely not. I mean, like, with her face, make her look... Like, you mean, put like, makeup no, on no. and stuff.
Well, I mean, they're going to make it to an extent, but they're all going to be, like, 70
gonna,
years old.
They're not
going to
make her look like a troll, obviously.
But, yeah, that's basically what we have. And for the topic of the week, we were talking about the potential Dark Knight's return to the film. The Dark Knight's next movie. Potentially Christian Bale coming back as Batman. Kylie, what do you have for us?
Well, I think that this would be... I mean, it'd be fantastic for all the fans... Including myself and I think all of us here.
Yeah.
But I don't know if Christian Bale will come back. I think Christopher Nolan will. I think since he's doing these, he's not, being a director, but
grandfather. Joss Whedon is with the Avengers in like Marvel.
Yeah, but I think if he's willing to do this, and I think he will do another Dark Knight movie.
With Gordon? Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah, Gordon.
of course, Gordon's going to be in it. But
do you think he's going to be it? He's going to be Batman.
If
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
If they don't get Christian Bale, then yes, he's.
So you think it's in terms of bringing Christian Bale back?
Yeah.
Like he doesn't want to do it.
If he doesn't want to do it, then they're going
to. Here's what it is.
Christian Bale's a nice guy.
What?
Christian Bale? He's just cool.
He's awesome. Like you see all the charitable things he does. Like. Go on YouTube.
Oh yeah.
I watched the video of him calling this kid with cancer. Yeah, who's like that. He thinks he's like the kid thinks he's like Batman.
And then Aurora like, called talking, him, like the Aurora.
Yeah, thing. He's an awesome guy.
That one Terminator.
Yeah,
on that guy.
Yeah, I don't want to dwell on that, but I think it's Nolan. I don't think he's gonna bring him back. He wants. Dark Knight Rises ended. That's ended. Only reason he would bring him back for a new movie is admitting he messed up with the Dark Knight Rises, which were a lot of plot holes, but it was overall I think pretty good.
Yeah, like when when they robbed the bank, they went under the tunnel, and they came out and it was nighttime. Like it was daytime when they robbed the bank.
Well, I mean I'm not talking about filming issues.
That's a plot hole. He's under the tunnel for like 3 hours.
We only have one person at once.
One person.
I don't think it's going to happen. I think he's going to grandfather it. He's going to overwatch stuff that's going to happen. But if he does come back, Christian Bale, the only reason he would is because look at the tone that the Man of Steel is taking, which is produced by Christopher Nolan, which is really, it's like more gritty, like Dark Knight-like. And then we're going to leave you on this part for the movie. We're not going to get to the box office predictions because we can't really predict the box office a week from now.
We don't even know this weekend's box office.
Yeah, so, but this is what I'm going to leave you on. You're going to ponder on this. So, you know, in the end of The Dark Knight Rises, spoilers, if you haven't seen it already, you might want to skip forward to the text section. But in the end of The Dark Knight Rises, when Batman is driving away on his bat with a nuclear bomb attached to him. This is not my idea. This is from IGN Podcast brought up. He's driving away, and everyone's like, okay, how does he escape? How does he escape?
You see him in the end of the... It doesn't matter.
You don't really know. You know, he had kind of like that ejecting, that autopilot built in, but that doesn't explain how he jumped out of that, you know, the bat at like gigantic altitude. Here's the theory. Bat, or Superman, saved Batman, took him out of there, and flew him to safety.
That would be cool.
Setting up, that is the end of, that is...
The beginning of Superman?
Yeah, that's the end of it. That's the end of Superman. It shows him, like, they may have said something at the end of the movie, and then like, you wait to the end of the credits, and it just shows the Bat driving out, and you just see Superman, like, kick him out, and he has Batman. What do you think about that?
I did not think it'd be awesome, but...
That's something to ponder on.
That is, actually.
Yeah, I don't know. But if they do that, that's cool, but I don't know.
I think that's very possible.
But, I mean, this is the rumors that came out.
These are the rumors that came out, that
Christian Bale and Christopher Nolan are in talks to do another Batman movie. Superman-Batman movie. Those are the rumors. And that is a really... The Human Review is a really trusted movie website, so we'll see what they have. That's all we have for you in the movie section. Come back for us in the tech session, which will be fairly quick. Here it is. I've said this before. When is the last time Apple has wowed us?
I mean,
when was the last? Look at the iPad Mini. Okay, that's not a wow.
That's pretty wow.
It's a wow.
People have been coming out with their 7-inch tablets for a very long
time. Yeah, I know, but they sold a lot. Better than the normal.
That's not a wow. I'm talking about iPhone wow. Oh. Or that's like wow. Like, you know, iPhone 4, that was really neat. Or iPhone 4,
iOS 6 was pretty damn cool.
I need to get this iOS 6 update. No, I'm talking about iPhone or like Mac. Like wow, like what Apple does best. iPod, that's wow. When's the next wow?
Apple TV.
We haven't heard anything about that. They're not talking about
what would it be on Apple TV?
They're having like iOS, you can like play like iPhone games on that, play apps on it, and then you'll have like built-in cable so you can just whatever channels you want, you're gonna be able to choose, like not a package. I don't know if it's going to come out like that, but, you know, that's probably the idea for it.
I don't know.
But, you know, even in the phone market, where a couple of years ago, Apple had dominance. Like, every app was just at Apple. No other, like, Android barely had any apps. Yep. But now Android, it has the same thing as iOS. It's like, the same apps.
It's close to the same.
It's close, yeah, it's close to it. Like, they have some apps that, you know, iPhone doesn't. But, yeah, it's... I wouldn't kill myself if I had to get Android.
Personally, no, I'm gonna stick with an iPhone. I don't know.
I'm not gonna. But it's not the end of the world. Like it would have been a year ago.
True.
It'd be hard to. But yeah. It's gonna be interesting to see what they do. I have a feeling that they might be dropping off. Their sales might be dropping off here in the future a little bit.
Nick, what do you think?
I think. They need a. Apple needs to get cracking, or they probably, you know, probably are already, because with some major, because, you know, we saw the Galaxy, the new Galaxy phone,
amazing
features on that, you know,
it scans your eyes like if you're watching a movie. I don't know how this is going to work. This is all theory. So you're looking at the video, you're just watching the video, you get distracted, you look up. It notices you looked up, it pauses the video for you. You're just looking. You don't have to scroll with your thumb. I don't know why. This is, like, stupid because I'm always going to scroll with my thumb. Yeah. But you can just look down and it scrolls for you. Or look up, whatever we want to do.
Yeah.
It's just stuff like that where it's just, like, neat eye tracking technology. And that's wow. It's like 2 gigabytes of RAM.
When's that supposed to come out?
I believe in a couple months.
Holy shit. Because, like, the Google... Do you hear... Like, you remember, like, the concept videos for the Google glasses?
Yeah, that's coming out, like, later on this year.
No way.
Yeah.
That's really? Insane.
Yeah.
That's like... I thought that was, like, 2 years in the future.
No, that's coming out later this year. That's crazy. It's going to be a lot, but...
It's going to be a lot of money, and I don't know if it's going to be work as well as they want it to.
Yeah. But, I mean... That's probably going to work with it, because Android's a Google. That's Google's operating system.
If they can do that successfully, I'm getting one of those things.
Yeah, and then you're gonna. It's. Just, I think.
We're gonna have glasses walking around. We're gonna be.
Like, it's like 2 times as powerful as the iPhone, like processor and all that. So if Apple doesn't wow us pretty soon, then I think they might be dropping out of the market soon.
Not out of the market.
I don't mean losing their dominance. Losing their huge competitive edge that they have right now with the iPhone dominated. I'm already seeing that. Lots of people I see have Androids, in our school. Yeah. We're at school. And then some. I know a couple of people with Windows phones. Yeah. So, I don't know about those Windows phones, but that's really all we have for you in tech. We're going to have more once we know more about the new console generation that's going to be announced here. We already got the PlayStation. And
we'll definitely have some more when the Xbox gets announced. Watch some videos.
It's looking like a March segment. But I want to remind you all to check out our YouTube channel. Spectrum Topics, YouTube.com.
Spectrum Topics on everything.
No.
Twitter.
Yeah.
Email.
Yeah.
Spectrum Topics. Email us. Tell us what you think of this podcast or our videos or whatever.
Yeah, Facebook.
YouTube.
Look for our
Facebook.
Group. Okay, I'll just run through it.
Run the show.
Go on groups in Facebook. Look for Spectrum Topics. We'll have all our videos posted there. Check out our YouTube channel. YouTube.com/Spectrum Topics. All our videos covering gameplay, Fallout, Arma, DayZ, covering all the recent news topics. Check us out on Google Plus.
We're on Google Plus?
Yeah, we're on Google Plus.
We'll talk with you on Google Plus.
Google Plus Hangout.
I think that's all we're on.
Twitter.
And then Twitter. Check us out on Twitter at Spectrum Topics. My Twitter handle personally is JuliusKovacs1. Trevor.
I am at Trevor Compton.
Nick.
I am Snazzy Nick.
And
Kyle doesn't have a Twitter because he's left behind.
He
lives on a farm.
He might soon just sell an iPod.
Well, we just let him use our iTouch because he is not connected with any smart device.
No, not at the moment.
That's all we have for you right now. Check back for us in a week or two for more Spectrum Topics. But until then, check out our YouTube channel, like we already plugged 1,000 times before. And thanks for watching, guys.